now the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 5. This is letter number 1384, the first day of Shabbat, in Tafshid Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom and Bracha. The Rebbe said, "It is with pleasantness that I read your letter, dated on Thursday of the portion of Ayigash, and also the one that preceded that letter, in which you articulate, you let me know about the order and how the Fabrengen, the Yisvadus, of the festival of festival, which is Yutes Kislev, and how the order, how your activities in the community where you are." And I was also very delighted to read that also the rabbi of your community participated, and he also gave a speech about the story of the festival. And this that you write, that at the end somebody got up and interfered, and so don't get, you know, excited about it. And I'm sure that in the following gatherings, even this impression that the other person left an unpleasant impression, I guess he heckled or something, I don't know what he did over there, it's going to go away. Now, in the end, the Rebbe says, even that individual, maybe it was a misnagid or somebody, he didn't know, that, he's going to turn around also. He's going to become a supporter. He's going to become somebody that helps. If you think, according to your opinion, that it's fitting that I should write to the one above, so let me know what his level is in Torah knowledge, and what kind of language, Lashon Kodesh, Yiddish, or English, and without a vow, I will do so. Number two, I also want to thank you that you have attached in the letter a photograph with the students that are learning about you. And Rebbe says, it's a shame that you did not point out in a note or on the other side of the picture their names and the names of their mother, so the Rebbe would mention them for a blessing, and for sure that you will fix it in the future. Number three, the Rebbe says that you're asking that you have a difficulty to explain to them the idea of the mitzvahs. It's the question to explain to them the idea of mitzvahs. Do mitzvahs have to be done because you have to accept the yoke, or there is a rationale for them? So the Rebbe says like this, the general point over here is the mitzvahs were given from God, from the blessed Hashem, to human beings. So it is self-understood that the wisdom that's in mitzvahs is unlimited. And on the other hand, we understand that there is somewhat of something to be able to grab hold and to be able to understand it in the human intellect. So this would be the reasoning of the mitzvahs that we find in the Sforim. But since this is at the end of the day, this is the wisdom and the wishes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it is obvious that as much as you deeply delve into the reasoning for the mitzvahs and their benefit, you're never going to reach the ultimate, complete reasoning of it, because someone who's limited cannot grasp and to encompass something which is unlimited. Only a little part of it, just a drop of it, can you grab hold. In addition to that, the Rebbe says, since the mitzvahs were given from the blessed created to benefit the person who was created by him, so for sure it's this matter that the Hashem is able to direct it to the benefit for the goodness of the one who was created through it. Just like it's impossible to say that a person is going to say, "I am not going to eat until I'll understand the benefit of eating and drinking. He says, I'm not going to eat unless I know why, how eating and drinking is going to benefit me. I'm not going to eat. So just as it's totally it doesn't make any sense that a person who is sick and his head hurts him, his head is sick in the head, and he's going to say, I'm not going to accept any medicine until I will understand intellectually if this is going to help me. Because, you know, you're not going to understand, because you have a problem with your brains. So if you're going to take the medicine is actually going to straighten out that your mind, you're going to start thinking straight, so then you'll be able to understand. Because on the contrary, taking these medicines and taking these drugs and eating and drinking, they are the one that strengthen the intellect and the power, the brain and the power of the intellect, so that during, as time goes by, you'll be able to understand the benefit that you have for eating and drinking through these drugs and these medicines. So, in other words, before you're going to use and utilize the food and the drink and the things that will help your mind think straight, you're not going to understand it. But after you use it, you consume it, then you'll understand. The same thing is true with mitzvahs, Rebbe says. It is for sure that you could understand them, somewhat of it, maybe a drop of the edge, even intellectually, in the human intellect. But that should not be a condition, God forbid, for observing mitzvahs and learning Torah. And saying, no, I'm not going to do the mitzvahs, I'm not going to learn Torah, unless I understand it. That's not shouldn't be. On the contrary, the Torah and mitzvahs are the items that bring to it that as time goes on, that your intellect should be prepared to understand and to grasp the above. The Rebbe says, I can prolong, explain it more, but this explanation needs to be according and fitting to the students in which their level of the students that you're teaching, you have to sort of adjust it to their understanding. I trust your understanding that you will be able to adjust and make these ideas fitting to their power of understanding and grasping. I also, the Rebbe said, I'm giving you, attaching some booklets that have been published over here in English, that you will be able to use this to understanding the above mentioned idea. May Hashem bless and give you success in your holy work, also success in your individual matters, good health for yourself and your wife, and for your daughter, may they live with blessings for success in your community services and your individual. And the Rebbe adds a footnote, a PS, on the bottom. Since the Rebbe says, you're complaining that you don't see any practical results from all of your effort that you're doing. You don't see any practical results. And if even if you see a result, but it's also very short-lived. It doesn't, he would like to have droves and droves of Baal Tshuvas and other things, and he doesn't see that. So the Rebbe says, it's a shame. You're wasting your time about complaining. You know, because from complaining, for sure, no benefit will come from it. The contrary, there is going to cause lots of damage because you're going to feel upset, and it's going to cause you, in the end, also your health. You're going to be, it's upsetting. It's an upsetting situation. Isn't going to benefit anything. Especially, the Rebbe says that really there is no reason, there's no room for complaining, for being upset over here. The Rebbe says, look in the Tanya in the end of chapter 13, when he talks a dirt, he talks about the level of tzaddikim, the righteous people. And he says that they say, well, I'm not really a tzaddik, because he sees that it leaves, it doesn't stay. He thinks that he's perfect, but then he says, he thinks that he's good. And the Tanya explains that he says, it passes and it goes on. But yet, he says, no. Since you have the power, the Alter Rebbe explains there, in your soul, your godly soul, to go ahead and reignite that love to Hashem. And to, and until all the levels. And so basically, impacting somebody, even though if it's not a lasting thing, doesn't mean that it's not eternal. It could be very well that it's eternal. So if you impacted somebody even for a short while or whatever it is, there is it. Further, the Rebbe quotes from the Tanya chapter 24. He says that even though things may seem temporary over here in this world, but what takes place above, that remains forever. So let's say, if you put on tefillin one time, let's say, only once, so that mitzvah has a lasting and everlasting effect, even though over here you only did it once. But the yichud, the mitzvah that you did, is actually eternal. So don't worry about that it's not lasting, because it may not be lasting over here in this physical world, but it is lasting forever above. This is all extra. And I'll tell you, I'll quote you again, the saying of the previous Rebbe. He says, leave all the sighing and all the calculations and all the various different combinations that you're thinking. Strengthen yourself in the service of Hashem. And at the end, you will see that Hashem will certainly give you success, and that you will see good results, good fruits in your effort. And the Rebbe quotes from the Gemara that based on the pain is the reward, based on your effort is the reward. So, which mainly, the results will be based on how much effort you put in. The more effort you put in, the more results you have. So here, first of all, you see that the Rebbe wrote this as a PS and didn't write it in the letter himself. And this was something which is himself of his own complaints. But first, Rebbe compliments him how he organized everything, how he made it for Brinyan, and how he got the rabbi involved, and not to be affected that there was a guy disturbing over there, and he should put that aside. And the Rebbe says, if need be, I can send a letter too, and just tell me what his level is. That's number one. And then Rebbe is also thanking. Rebbe very interested in seeing the actual pictures of them. The Rebbe wants to know the names and the mother's name too. And then the Rebbe goes into explaining the whole idea. Are mitzvahs intellectually explained? Can you explain mitzvahs intellectually or not? And the Rebbe basically explained, well, you can't fully understand it, but you can send a little bit. But in order to understand it, you gotta be able to eat and drink and strengthen yourself. So learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, that gives you the energy, that gives you the wisdom, that strengthens your spiritual level so that you should be able to understand. And Rebbe says that you have to adjust this idea to the students according to their capacity. And only at the end, and the Rebbe gives him some booklets that they publish to help him out. But then at the end, the Rebbe also tells him, don't be discouraged. First of all, the Rebbe says, you're wasting your time with complaining. And if you sit and feel bad about it, you're going to sort of stop doing it. And quotes him a lot of things from the Tanya that even temporary is permanent, and it's something which is lasting. But quoting the previous Rebbe, leave all the calculations, leave all the signs, leave it aside. Continue doing the work. If you work hard, you will see success in your efforts. Powerful, powerful words from the Rebbe.